And welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at spinal manipulative therapy for lumbar and cervical radiculopathy, and finally, a story about midlife systemic inflammatory markers and late life brain volume. For HealthBeat, wishing everyone a healthy and happy new year, this is Dr. Todd Iglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 617. Recorded December 29th, 2017. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Iglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. A study was recently published to describe the safety and potential therapeutic benefit of spinal manipulation post-epidural injection in the non-surgical treatment of patients with cervical and lumbar radiculopathy. This study, published in the Journal of Manipulative and Physiological Therapeutics, JMPT, was designed retrospective review of outcomes of 20 cervical and 60 lumbar radiculopathy patients who underwent spinal manipulation post-epidural injection in a hospital setting. Patients received either fluoroscopically guided or computed tomography, CT-guided, epidural injection of a combination of lidocaine and depomedrol. The manual therapy consisted of immediate post-epidural application of flexion, distraction, mobilization, and then high-velocity, low-amplitude spinal manipulation to the affected spinal regions. The study concluded that these data suggest that spinal manipulation post-epidural injection is a safe, non-surgical procedure to use in the treatment of the patient with radiculopathy of spinal origin. This is also the first report of the use of spinal manipulation post-epidural injection in the cervical spine. Surf to our show notes for links. A study in the journal Neurology was published to clarify the temporal relationship between systemic inflammation and neurodegeneration. The authors of the study examined whether a higher level of circulating inflammatory markers during midlife was associated with smaller brain volumes in late life using a large biracial prospective cohort study. Results of the study found that the association between midlife inflammation and late-life brain volume was modified by age and race, whereby younger participants and white participants with higher levels of systemic inflammation during midlife were more likely to show reduced brain volumes subsequently. The study concluded that this study's prospective findings provide evidence for what may be an early contributory role of systemic inflammation in neurodegeneration and cognitive aging. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at PodcastAlley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. Leaders set high standards. Refuse to tolerate mediocrity or poor performance. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, again, wishing everybody a safe, healthy, and happy and prosperous new year. This has been Dr. Todd Iglow.